Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks a lot, Mark, and thank you for checking out this podcast at HoustonTexans.com. Recently, Jim Wyatt, who covers the Titans for the Tennessean, joined Nick Scherfield of HoustonTexans.com for a chat.
This is Nick Scherfield of HoustonTexans.com here with Jim Wyatt of the Tennessean. We talked to you back before the game in Week 2. Jim, when we talked back then, it probably would have been hard to imagine the Titans were going to go out and start 0-6, but how much more fun has your job gotten in the last 3 weeks?
Well, certainly been a lot more entertaining, a lot more positive. I mean, I'll be honest with you, when they started 0-6, and especially after losing 59-0 to New England, the atmosphere, not very good at all. I mean, guys in the locker room, very touchy and defensive about things. You know, there were some questions about, you know, everything from the, you know, who the quarterback should be to Jeff Fisher's job security. And, you know, it was an ugly situation. I can remember, I've covered the team since 99, and I know they started, you know, 0-5 one year, but this was different this year because they had such high expectations coming in, you know, to the year after going 13-3 last year. I think a lot of people looked at this team as a playoff team, a team capable of making the Super Bowl, and things were just falling apart. They seem like they've gotten things back on track, you know, maybe too little too late, but at least there's some positive vibes around town as opposed to what was going on a couple of weeks ago.
Well, Texans coach Gary Kubiak has said a few times this week that, you know, this is, when he looks at the Titans, this is the same team that won 13 games last year in his eyes. What do you think really keyed the turnaround? I mean, some guys have gotten healthy, but what do you think really has been the key?
Well, it hasn't been as simple. I know the Vince Young people think it's as simple as just changing quarterbacks. It hasn't been as simple as just changing from Kerry Collins to Vince Young. Vince Young's done a great job the last 3 weeks. He's playing better than I've ever seen him play. You know, he's limiting his mistakes, throwing the ball well, making good decisions. But across the board, I mean, they're playing more like they did last year. They're playing well on defense, getting turnovers, you know, stuff that they weren't doing already part of the year. I mean, they've got more interceptions in the last 3 weeks than they did the first six games of the season. So defense has gotten better. Offensively, you know, you needed two hands to catch all the drops in a lot of games with Kerry Collins. They haven't dropped a pass in the last 3 weeks. The running game is going well. You know, Chris Johnson is on a heck of a roll right now. So everything seems to have come together at just the right time. And, you know, that was kind of the spark they need. I think Vince Young has provided a spark, and certainly winning helps a lot of things. And the mood here is of a confident team, a team that thinks they can win the rest of the games. I don't certainly the odds are against them, but this team, you know, I refer back to an 0-5 start back in 2006, a team, you know, almost made a run to a Super, you know, almost made a run to the playoffs. They finished a game short. They started 1-4 back in 2002 and won 10 of the last 11. So this team under Jeff Fisher has bounced back from adversity before. We'll see how far this can take them.
You talked about their confidence. They certainly seemed like a confident team yesterday with some of the things they were saying about the Texans. You heard all that stuff firsthand, and, you know, talking to guys like Keith Bullock. What do you make of all their comments they made yesterday?
Well, Bullock's always going to get things riled up. I mean, and a lot of times when he says it, he kind of does it in a, you know, in a half-joking manner because he, you know, he knows what the media is looking for. He likes to have fun. He's not afraid of insulting anybody or offending anyone. So Keith Bullock always good, no matter who the opponent is, of giving some bulletin board material. Now, he did ratchet things up a little bit this week, and some other guys piled on just because I think they felt, you know, like some things happened in that first game that they didn't like. You know, there was a sideline skirmish between Cordis Finnegan and Andre Johnson that kind of led to several guys jumping in the fray. And I think the Titans felt like their guys got outnumbered on the sideline. So there's a sense of payback that they want to get the Texans back, and the Texans have beaten them, you know, two times straight. And I think that's, you know, this is a series that the Titans dominated up until the last couple of games. I think they feel like, hey, we finally have got a rivalry here, and we're not going to let these guys run us over without a fight.
Well, yeah, and a player who definitely we anticipate playing with a lot of emotion this week would be Vince Young, of course, come back to his hometown. What has he said? You got a great article in the Tennessean right now on the website about what he thinks about coming home. What has he said about that?
Well, he's excited about it, and certainly, you know, he's has played three games against Tech in his career. He's 3-0. He's played well, but he's only played once in Houston, and I think anybody in Houston remembers how that ended. It was 2006, his rookie season. You know, the game was tied 20-20. Vince Young scores on a 39-yard touchdown run in overtime to win the game. He called that, you know, the second biggest highlight of his playing career. You know, the first was his run, for Texas in the national championship game against USC that won it. But he ranks this one second. He always looks forward to coming home. You know, it's where he played his high school ball. You know, he played in college at the University of Texas, has a lot of fans there. So he's extra pumped about this. And, you know, he came back in 2007. He was hurt, didn't get to play. You know, last year he was a backup. So now he's not only back in the saddle, but he's getting ready to ride back into his hometown and doing so on national television. And he's always played, seems like he plays well in prime time.
Yeah, and, you know, it seems like it's something really difficult, the concept of it to defend, of the running attack with Vince Young and Chris Johnson together. Watching Chris Johnson this year, how would you describe the way he's been able to produce just so much week in and week out?
Well, he's just so explosive. And, you know, early in the season, he wasn't getting as many carries as he is now. And the thing with Chris Johnson is, you know, he can be stopped for a negative gain, you know, for a plus one, a plus two. But, you know, all he needs is maybe a small bit of light, and he gets through a hole in a hurry and can make a, you know, 60, 70, 80-yard run. The Texans saw that in the first matchup when he had 197 yards against them. The difference now is he's averaging 25 carries a game over the last three as opposed to 16 carries a game in the first six. And the more times he gets his hands on the football, the better chance you have of having a big play happen. So he's been getting more touches. As a result, he's been making more big plays, and he's on as good of a role as any back I can remember in the NFL. Certainly, Adrian Peterson, heck of a year last year, and there's been some great backs come along. But as far as just sheer explosiveness and speed, this guy has taken it to another level in my mind.
Jim, before we get your prediction on the game, I want to ask you a little bit about the Titans' front four. That was a big question mark coming into the season, how they would deal with the loss of Albert Haynesworth, and it seems like they've really picked up their play in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, last couple of weeks they've been solid. I mean, it's certainly they're getting after quarterback more. They're getting help because Chuck Cecil has put them, you know, put the defense in, I think, better positions to create pressure. I mean, Chuck Cecil, you know, is a guy in a lot of ways like Jim Schwartz, and he likes to rely on the front four and let them create pressure. There were times early this season where those guys weren't able to get the job done, and as a result, quarterbacks have to stand back and kind of pick them apart in the secondary. I mean, five of the six quarterbacks they faced to start the season threw for over 300 yards. Last 3 weeks, they've gotten healthier. You know, Corbin Finnegan's back in the lineup. Vincent Fuller's back in the lineup. That's helped on the back end. They haven't been giving up the big plays that they did early part of the season, but they've also generated some extra pressure by sending extra guys, and that's helped. And that's not only helped the defense, it's helped take the pressure off of the front four that you referred to, and it just made for a whole lot better defense.
All right, lastly, before we let you go, we got to get your prediction on the game. What do you think? Let's go score and everything.
Well, certainly, I think the Titans are on a roll and playing extremely well, but Texans, I certainly take away a couple of plays here and there. You know, this could be easily an 8-2 football team right now. So I'm giving the edge to the Texans. I think the Texans have got just too much firepower right now. They're playing the home on Monday night, coming off a bye. I think it's a good Texas team, and I'm saying Texans 30. Titans 23.
All right, giving the edge to the home team on Monday Night Football. Jim, thanks a lot. We appreciate it, and great job with all your work in the Tennessean.
Okay, appreciate it.